When Jesus had finished praying, he left with his disciples. They crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side there was a grove of olive trees. Jesus and his disciples went into it. Judas knew the place. He was going to hand Jesus over to his enemies. Jesus had often met in that place with his disciples. Jesus told them,
"This very night you will all turn away because of me. It is written that the Lord said, 'I will strike the shepherd down, then the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I rise from the dead, I will go ahead of you into Galilee."
Peter replied,
"All the others may turn away because of you, but I never will."
Jesus answered,
"What I'm about to tell you is true. It will happen this very night. Before the rooster crows, you will say 3 times that you don't know me."
But Peter said,
"I may have to die with you, but I will never say I don't know you."
And all the other disciples said the same thing. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. He said to them,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
He took Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee along with him. He began to be sad and troubled. Then he said to them,
"My soul is very sad. I feel close to death. Stay here. Keep watch with me."
He went a little farther. Then he fell with his face to the ground. He prayed,
"My Father, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering away from me. But let what you want be done, not what I want."
Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. He said,
"Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, then you won't fall into sin when you are tempted. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak."
Jesus went away a second time. He prayed,
"My Father, is it possible for this cup to be taken away? But if I must drink it, may what you want be done."
Then he came back. Again he found them sleeping. They couldn't keep their eyes open. So he left them and went away once more. For the 3rd time he prayed the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples. He said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near. The Son of Man is about to be handed over to sinners. Get up! Let us go. Here comes the one who is handing me over to them."
While Jesus was still speaking, Judas arrived. He was 1 of the 12. A large crowd was with him. They were carrying swords and clubs. The chief priests and the elders of the people had sent them. Judas, who was going to hand Jesus over, had arranged a signal with them. He said,
"The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him."
So Judas went to Jesus at once. He said,
"Greetings, Rabbi."
And he kissed him. Jesus replied,
"Friend, do what you came to do."
Then the men stepped forward. They grabbed Jesus and arrested him. At that moment, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword. He pulled it out and struck the servant of the high priest with it. He cut off the servant's ear. Jesus said to him,
"Put your sword back in its place. All who use the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I can't ask my Father for help? He would send an army of more than 70,000 angels right away. But then how would the scriptures come true? They say it must happen in this way."
Then all the disciples left him and ran away.